During this second week of Advent, we will focus on Joseph, whose story is told most completely in Matthew's Gospel. Matthew begins his telling of the good news of Jesus by tracing his genealogy in chapter 1, which begins with Abraham, who was the father of Isaac, and ends with Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, who bore Jesus, who is called the Messiah. In chapter 2, we learn that the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph. Family arranged marriages were common in Palestine around the time of Jesus' birth, as they were and still are in many parts of the world. I can think of my own sisters. Both had arranged marriages. At the time of Jesus, there were two steps to marriage. The first being the betrothal or engagement, wherein the couple formally committed to marriage. At this time, they were legally considered married, but they continued to live with their respective parents. A formal divorce was required to terminate a betrothal. So, engagements at that time were far more serious and binding than the modern concept of engagement. The bridegroom then began to build a house for himself and his bride. When the bridegroom finished building the house, he came calling for his bride, which was the second step, the formal home-taking ceremony. A wedding feast then took place for up to 7 days, during which the bride and groom consummated their marriage and moved into their newly built home. Mary was a married woman when the angel appeared to her and told her she would be the mother of Jesus. Joseph was married to Mary, though not yet legally able to consummate his marriage, when he found out that she was pregnant. So, for a righteous man like Joseph, who was fully committed to his marriage, we can understand the agony he felt when he found out his wife was pregnant. Sisters and brothers, engagements and marriages are important building blocks of any healthy society. From healthy marriages, we have healthy families. And from healthy families, we have healthy societies. Unfortunately, the institution of marriage is losing ground in our present-day society. I repeatedly hear priests and other concerned people lament the fact that there are so few weddings in our churches these days. People seem to be afraid of lasting commitments in our time. Through the example of Mary and Joseph, we are invited to reflect on the importance of marriages and on the importance of lasting commitments for the good of the church and for the good of the society. Let us reflect today on what we can do as individuals and as faith communities to promote and protect the institution of marriage in our society. Join me tomorrow as we reflect on Joseph's response to when he finds his betrothed Mary to be with child. May God bless you and your families.